Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
On this heat wave Friday, Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 35, Joburg a high of 33 degrees.
In Soweto, there's a stationary vehicle. It's on the N1 northbound after the Soweto Highway exit.
In your sport, South Africa edges closer to the final of the Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup. They're 17 runs short of victory with 39 balls remaining against Australia. And the Bliss Box drawn in the pool of death for the Vancouver Sevens.
We start in Soweto, where a young woman was arrested for allegedly staging her own kidnapping.
The woman was reported kidnapped in Randburg on the 23rd of January, after which a ransom demand was made to her family. The operation led the team to an identified address in Morocco, where both the supposed victim and her alleged kidnapper were found.
Police spokesperson Amanda van Baek says the 23-year-old woman was arrested together with a man from Mozambique who was supposed to have been the kidnapper. It's not been revealed exactly how much they demanded as ransom from the woman's family. More at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. In Limpopo, a 28-year-old man made his appearance in court for the attack on the Tshweni clinic. He was charged with kidnapping two nurses and raping and robbing them earlier this month. At the time of his arrest, he was already in police custody for another matter. The National Prosecuting Authority says other charges against the suspect include attempted murder, stemming from allegations that he violently robbed various homes in the Tshweni and Hamaja villages between December last year and the beginning of this year. To the capital and the vow to strengthen consequence management. The city of Tshwane says 180 forensic investigations and 39 cases have been referred for criminal prosecution following a report by the Auditor General that flagged various issues including financial mismanagement and irregular spending. Spokesperson for the Office of the Tshwane Mayor, Zintle Mkhlati, says they received an update this week to actively address misconduct and inefficiency.
The committee was established to provide oversight over financial, legal and human resources related matters in the city. The committee's objectives are to restore accountability, tackle corruption and improve service delivery. The committee does this by ensuring that governance structures actively address misconduct and inefficiencies. On Wednesday, the committee was updated on the following forensic investigations and disciplinary actions.
In international news, the flight data and cockpit voice recorders have been recovered from the American Airlines flight, which crashed with a military helicopter in Washington yesterday morning. It's regarded the deadliest aviation disaster in America since 2001. Teams are still on the scene recovering bodies from the icy Potomac River. All 67 people aboard both the plane and the Army Black Hawk helicopter are presumed dead. And in the Polish city of Krakow, you will find an iconic metal sculpture of a dragon that spits real fire. But that dragon is going to hold its breath for the next month because it's been using too much fuel lately. And the bowl to spit the fire every 3 minutes is becoming too expensive. City officials say experts have now been called in to check the gas feeds for the 6-meter-high dragon and give ideas on how they can cut on fuel.
Almal het maar hulle probleme, nee. Hey, daar's Krakow nou met hulle draak.
Ek wil nou die draak sien.
Maar elke 3 minute, dit is
elke
baie gereeld.
Elke 3 minute, nou sê dit is te duur. I mean, energy costs the whole world. They've been talking about energy costs for how long?
Can the two of you specifically not talk about heat?
Why?
While we're in a heat wave.
Why? It's wonderful and delicious. Look at Khada. There's
delicious.
Not a jersey on. I'm not wearing
it's
a jersey
summer.
Either.
What is...
Gaan staan in die son, kom en sien.
Gaan
staan. We love it.
Yeah, you know what we can do for the two of you, okay, little heat lovers?
Yeah.
Is we can set you up outside.
Yeah. That sounds wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, I love
Paul
that.
Paul and I here will enjoy the...
aircon.
Yes, that.
Yeah. I'm going to bring us a little a blow up plastic pool, and then we can sit and have like it'll be fun.
I've got a whole great book of recipes of drinkies.
Oh, I love that.
And we can do that. And we can set up a little umbrella.
Yes.
And then we've got the.
Can I?
Have you guys not done this before?
Yes. Why a tiny blow up pool?